The house had stood empty for about a year and a half, a victim of 2008's economic turndown. The previous owner had put it up for foreclosure, and the bank made sure the lawn was mowed and the property was in order. So when the trucks first came with furniture and appliances, you better believe that the surrounding neighbors were curious. I wonder who bought it. Is it a large family? Do they have kids? Is there a dog? How many cars do you see in the driveway? Are they from around here? Do you think they'll fit in? It's only natural. New neighbors, strangers, mean change. And new people in the cul-de-sac mean that things will be different from here on out. But as I've heard said, you can't pick your family, and you can't pick your neighbors. You take what the good Lord gives you, and you are thankful. So after a few days, gathering up my nerve, I walked into the open garage, still full of packing boxes, and met the new neighbors. It may make us uncomfortable, but welcoming strangers is the neighborly thing to do, and the only way to get to know new people who come into our lives. It's the same way with babies, if you think about it. When we find out that they are moving in, so to speak, we begin asking all kinds of questions. What will this little stranger be like? Will she be popular? Will she be healthy? Will she still like me when she's a teenager? Will the boys like her? Will the boys like her too much? It's only natural. New babies, strangers, mean change. And a new baby in the house mean that things will be different from here on out. But as I've heard said, you can't pick your family, and you can't pick your neighbors. You take what the good Lord hands you, and you are thankful. So gathering up our best parenting, grandparenting, and even great-grandparenting skills, we work to give that child the best life that we can give her, even if it means laying down the law sometimes. Now, Mom, I know that today the idea of laying down the law to little Emma Marie seems unthinkable. But the time will come. And if you don't, I can guarantee you that her grandma or grandpa will lay down the law. And if not her grandpa, then certainly her great-grandma will. Nobody likes it when the law is laid down, but as any parent can tell you, it is the best way to get the most out of what life has to offer. And the laying down of the law in the Old Testament does exactly that. It shows us where we fail, and it tells us how we should live, so that the Lord God can give us the best of what eternal life has to offer. Today we read in Isaiah that the Lord God gathers up, so that both foreigners and family alike can come to His holy mountain. Listening to the prophet Isaiah in today's Old Testament reading, we may only hear a series of demands, a litany of what we must do's: keep justice, do righteousness, join, minister, love, serve, keep, and hold. But being the good and loving parent that he is, the Lord God had a reason for giving Isaiah these words to prophesy. He wanted his children, Israel, to remain close, to be safe and to be prepared for all the good things he had in store for them. And not just them, his children, but foreigners too, strangers. Isaiah makes it clear that the Lord's salvation will be for all people, not just the Israelites. Like a wise parent setting out the rules of the house, how to behave and how to act, the Lord here sets out some guidelines for his own children. Guidelines that will protect all of his children, family, and foreigners alike. Guidelines that will keep them safe until his salvation and deliverance would be revealed. Just like the laws of a loving parent, grandparent, or yes, great-grandparent, these laws were given for the benefit of the children. That's where we can see the gospel shining through in this Old Testament reading. The Lord God is organizing and protecting his children. He gathers them together and brings them to his holy mountain, to Zion, with its temple. And there he gives them his gifts. Looking past Isaiah's list of guidelines, we can see that it is the action of the Lord God that is really at work here. It is his salvation and his deliverance that will come. It is the Lord God that will bring all his children, even the outcasts and the strangers, to the holy mountain. And it is the Lord God who does the gathering. He will do the saving work. His salvation and his deliverance will come through the all-availing sacrifice of his Son, Jesus, on the cross at Calvary. It is not so much about what foreigners and what the children of Israel must do. It is all about what the Lord God does. The Lord God gathers up so that both foreigners and family alike can come to his holy mountain. But many times, like those Old Testament peoples, we get caught up in the must-dos ourselves. We feel the need to act correctly, to do this or to do that just so. We also get caught up in making sure that everyone else does it just so. Like the ancient children of Israel, we need to be reminded that it is not about us and not about our actions. It is about the Lord God, and it is about what he does. Yes, he lays down the law, but it is so we can get the best out of what he has to offer, his precious gift of eternal salvation. And it is about everyone, not just our family or our old neighbors. It is about the new neighbors as well. It is about the strangers and the foreigners. Their prayers, their offerings, and sacrifices will be accepted on the Lord's altar too. He will gather them up too. The Lord God gathers up so that both foreigners and family alike can come to his holy mountain. To be gathered up, to be brought to the Lord's holy mountain, is to be brought into the body of Christ. By the working of the Holy Spirit through water, word, body, and blood, the Lord God gathers us up. He brings us together as his church, and he reveals to us his salvation and his deliverance. He continues to feed us and to give us even more. He comes to us, reaching out and grabbing hold of us, lifting us up. Witnessing little Emma Marie being united with Christ a few minutes ago brings this all into vivid focus. While it may seem to be a simple dribbling of water, a mere action, something done because we feel we have to, it is not that at all. It is, in fact, the Lord visibly at work, doing his gathering. That's the promise of Scripture, Romans 6, if you recall. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. No longer a stranger, Emma Marie is God's own child, an heir to his heavenly kingdom. She is united with Christ into his death and into his resurrection. She has been brought to his holy mountain. And it's true for each of you here today as well. You may feel like a foreigner or a stranger. You may feel that you have dropped the ball as far as following the rules go. Don't worry. Not one of us here today is a stranger to breaking the laws of God. But you need not fear. The law that God laid down has been fulfilled. Fulfilled by his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. By his death and his resurrection. And like Emma Marie, you too have been united with him. You have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. You have been gathered up. You are no longer strangers. The Lord God gathers up so that both foreigners and family alike can come to his holy mountain. My new neighbors are no longer strangers. While I can't say that they're close friends, they have certainly become part of the neighborhood. They've even learned the laws or the rules of the neighborhood. Garbage pickup is on Friday morning, and no lawnmowers before 10 a.m. on Saturday. No loud partying after midnight unless we're invited. And it doesn't take long for babies to stop being strangers also. They quickly develop their own personalities and begin to become part of the family. Before they know it, parents start to lay down the law, but only out of love, because they want the absolute best for their children. The laws the Lord God puts into place are for our benefit too. Because he desires the absolute best for us, he keeps us safe. He shows us how to live our lives to the fullest. He unites us with himself and gathers us together in his kingdom that has no end. The Lord God gathers up so that both foreigners and family alike can come to his holy mountain. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.